Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Champion Reads Book Club, where we as a podcast hosting ship, made that word up, get together and talk about best-selling books and incredible reads. And we use these as an opportunity for us to, one, selfishly, we're growing ourselves because we're not experts and total, proficient educators in any of these topics. We're really here to learn, and today's book is going to steer us in that direction as we go down the self-help and personal development route in some of our readings. We're excited to introduce this book. Joining me today is our co-host and anchor, Mr. William Blake, the dyslexic coach. I love reading that. He's a dyslexic and empowerment coach, helping people all over with those challenges, but those superpowers. I love that. My name is John Kovach Jr. I'm the founder of Champion Circle, and I co-host on a lot of these podcasts, and I'm just happy to be here. And William Blake is my man in crime here as we take down an incredible book. And I'm excited to lead into it, but here it is. It is called The Go-Giver. And The Go-Giver is a incredible book that I've read once or twice now, written by Bob Berg and John David Mann. And I have a personal story about this book, but amongst it all, I first of all want to just share that this concept is so important. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a go-getter, you've got to learn the principles and values of becoming a go-giver. In order to receive, you need to give. And we talk about that law all the time in Champion Circle. And if you want to dive deeper into this with us, go grab a copy. It's super inexpensive. I think $10 or $12 on Amazon.com. Or if you're like me and you like to buy used books because you want to keep the circulation going, I definitely love that part of recycling. And so you can go grab a used copy for pretty inexpensive. But we encourage you to grab this and follow along with us, because today we're only going to cover the first principle, because it means so much to both Willie and I. And I'm really, really excited to definitely share more with you guys. But with that being said, this is a book about powerful business ideas. And in order to receive the dreams and the inspirations that you have about business and amazing things, you've got to learn to give. And this book covers it through a creative story, an example, and a wonderful business idea. So without any further ado, William, if it's okay with you, I'm going to quickly share an experience, because the reason why I vouch for this book, the way I will go to bat for this book, is I've had an opportunity to meet Bob Berg. Bob is a serial author. He's written so many books and he's been so many amazing projects. And I had a really unique opportunity in 2020 to interview Bob on a global summit. And I had a great experience with them, because I had a copy of The Go-Giver in my hands. It's in a box in my garage somewhere right now. I don't know where it is, because I'm in between offices. But I was holding a physical copy, and I said, "This is the first copy of The Go-Giver I ever read, and it's the only copy I'll ever hold on to, because it was so powerful in teaching me values that I knew I understood, but needed a little bit more." And I expressed this with Bob, and he thanked me for my testimonial, but he also shared with me some really cool insights just about what it is and how your intent on proceeding forward is so important. Because though most people can't really read through the lines, and that's no offense to most people, but most people don't read through the lines at all. I mean, just given any opportunity to sign a document that says, terms and agreement, we just want to skip to the end real fast, right? But most people don't read through the lines, because most people are just genuinely trusting in others, especially if you're a good person at first glance and so forth. So there's a lot of power to giving. And I asked Bob in this interview, Bob, what's your all-time favorite book that you have not written? And it was a unique experience, because he looks over his shoulder, and you can imagine it. He has a huge library right behind his chair and desk, and so he's definitely showing off his hundreds of books. And he looks over and he looks down and he kind of scans one of the shelves and he pulls out a book. It's blue. And I wonder if I have it in here. I don't think I do. But anyways, he pulls out this book and he says, here's a book that you can't even buy on the shelves because it's not in distribution. Although I am friends with a printer who can get you a special copy. But this book is a powerful tool in the realm of sales and business. He said, it is a business book about sales, but it is more so about a book about building confidence in yourself before you go out there and work with other people. And this book cost me $50 and it's like 250 pages. It's not a long book, but this cost me $50 because I had to buy it from the printer and have it shipped directly to me. And I'll tell you what, I've cherished that book. It's a great book. I'll share that in the details later, but I'm excited to give you some more information about the Go Giver today. And Willie and I are going to talk about the first principle or the first lesson that you can learn from this book. And that is going to be covering a principle called the law of value. And behind the scenes here, before we started the recording, Willie and I were just kind of sharing some thoughts about what we would share today and what we would dive into. I'd love to pass the mic over to William and say, hey, Will, yeah, what would you like to say about your understanding about the law of value?
First off, thanks for sharing that story. I love hearing stories about when people meet authors, because sometimes it's a not so good experience, but sometimes it's a great experience, right? I've met so many different authors, and each time I've met them, it's just been great to see the man behind the mirror, man behind the book, or the woman behind the book, depending on who the author is, right? So in the first law, the thing that stuck out the most when it came to adding value was something that I do every single day, and a cool thing that my wife actually does now with me. So since probably 2016, 2017, I found this statement, this quote that said that the most important thing to an individual is their name. So I thought about it as I'm going into this growth industry, as I'm going to learn more, if I want to sell to people or if I want people to see value from me or whatnot, then the first thing I should be able to remember about them is their name. And so over the last several years, I've learned different tips and tricks to be able to remember people's names so that when I meet them for the second time, whether it be a day later, whether it be a week, a year, or a couple years, I've had those experiences as well, I'm still able to remember their name. And they're like, hey, it's great to see you. Remind me what your name is. And I'm like, dude, Jeff, it's all right. My name's Willie. And it's always just like this shocked expression on their face that it's been several years, but I still remember their name. And there's an instant connection that you can see with them saying, wow, this person cares because they remember the one word that is most important to most people. And so with my wife, what I do is when I go to restaurants, the waiter comes up, they say what their name is, and then they, you know, ask for drinks, take the order, etc. So after they leave the first time, I always say, thank you, insert whoever the waiter or waitress name is. Thank you, Steve, for doing this. And my wife always thought it was just like this gimmick at first. And then she was just like, oh, that's just Willie doing his thing. Little to find out, about 4.5 years later into our marriage, we're sitting at a restaurant. I think it was Texas Roadhouse. And my wife got water with lemon. And I'm just like, I'll spice things up today. I'll also get water with lemon. And as the waitress, I think her name was Sam, as the waitress took her order, my wife says, thank you, Sam, as she walked off. And I sat there thinking, well, that's a first. She says, Well, it's, you know, it's important to them, and I know it's important to you, so I thought it'd be a cool thing. And there's one little tip to add value to someone and to just build a connection with the person that I was talking with. It was amazing that even though it took 4.5 years of something that I wasn't expecting my wife to learn at all, it took almost half a decade. But just from me being an example in that way, she realized that's how I cared about people. And as she's seen the connections and seen the relationships I've built, she realized that's a crucial point in building that. And so because of it, she says, I'm going to upgrade my life with just a simple thing, remembering someone's name. And now it's a fun game that we do with our family and friends whenever we go out. I always have a quarter in my pocket. And so whenever the waiter or waitress walks off, I pull out the quarter and say, okay, here's a quarter for whoever can tell me what their name was. Most of the time they don't remember. Sometimes they do, which is awesome. But it's just a fun little game my wife and I now do that wraps back to the law of adding value. It's for us, that one thing, just remembering someone's name, building that relationship, building that connection, that's created such a strong point between me and my wife, as well as my wife and I, and the connections and relationships that we've built from it.
Oh man, I just got chills and butterflies and all good feels, because that was a really cool story, William. And I love that just trying to add that. I wanted to add on to what you shared. I really genuinely love that you shared that. And I love that you've turned it into not only a game, but a challenge, right, to each person to share the intentionality between each other and the recognition. And just that communication is like a small transactional deposit in your love box, right, into how you appreciate and love each other and other people. And it does make a long-term difference. The small things always do make a big difference. I love that, man. Thank you for sharing that. It actually reminds me, there's a great TV show based on the TV show called The Big Bang Theory. There's another TV show called Young Sheldon, which takes the main character from Big Bang Theory and goes into the childhood of Mr. Sheldon. And he notices that his mom is sad because Sheldon doesn't have any friends, and Sheldon doesn't intend on making friends. He says it's a waste of time, but he goes to the library and asks the librarian if there's a book on how to make friends, because he doesn't want his mom to be sad anymore. So the mom says, you know, here's a book. It's kind of old, but you should definitely read it. It's called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And one of the first principles is this idea that you create likeness with other people by sharing their name and saying it repeatedly and showing that they're important. And next scene, Sheldon's in the next room with his dad, and he's like, hello, George, do you feel empowered and strong when I call you by your first name? George. And he just repeats and repeats and repeats, and his dad is like freaked out, because he's like, what are you doing? Like, how do you make it? It's definitely a comical approach, but in true authenticity and genuineness, your example and story is a great example of how that principle helps. And I'm obviously commentating. I'm not validating anything. I know that you guys do a great job with it, but I feel like it is such a powerful way to help people feel loved and cared about, which is a general principle in creating value, William. And I think you'll all agree and enjoy and experience that the more you practice it. So I love that. Any thoughts in regards to what I just shared?
Well, John, let me tell you, John, these are my thoughts that I have off of what you, John, said in this conversation. It's so true that it's so important. And the funny thing is, we don't notice it until we notice it. I know that the things I remember most from people are things that are common to me. Which makes sense, because the things that are most important in my life are the things that I do every single day, and the things that I just love and like to do. And so it makes sense that when I go out and talk with people, the things that I remember from them are the things that are common to me. Mm-hmm. So someone might go out and have a great conversation with a schoolmate buddy. And the only thing that they remember, they don't remember their name. They don't remember much of the conversation, except that they like Pokemon, right? Mm-hmm. If the, it's a avid Pokemon person. And so that's why I said, you're not conscious of it until you're conscious of it. Because when you finally understand and get conscious about what actually brings value to other people, it's absolutely the commonalities that you have with them. But more importantly, the more similarities and things that you have in common that they understand that you have in common with each other, the more likely they are to vibe with you more, to connect. Mm-hmm. Sure, your commonality might be Pokemon with him, but you also go to school together, but you're also might be doing sports, but you're also are reading books or watching the same TV show or Netflix series. Like, there's so many different things, and the more that they are, that's where it comes to, oh, you're not just an acquaintance, you're a friend. So when we're conscious of it, I love it. We can go out and start obviously with like the first commonality of it. But when you remember their name and then you start remembering things like maybe their birthday or their family members or their spouse, if they're married, just things that are important in their life. The next time you meet them, when you bring them back up, it'll shove into their minds how much you care about them. Not that it's like a super important thing, but simply just remembering brings so much context to the relationship. Mm. One of my favorite quotes, and I'll turn it back to you, John, for some thoughts on this, is one of my favorite quotes that I learned when I was on a religious mission. The district leader, who is the leader over us, we went on exchanges. And so usually there's a couple of us missionaries, and each of us are coupled off in two or three as we go out on our missions, and we switch for what these are exchanges. So me and this district leader were walking around, and at the end of a really hard day, he asked me how I was doing, and I said, yeah, I'm doing fine. And he says, do you remember anything about the people we talked with? And I said, oh, I remember this and that, but not really. And this is what he said. Very short. If it's important to you, you'll remember. Mm. And that's it. Funniest thing, I've had so many people like contradict me on that. But it's such a powerful thing, because all the excuses that go against it, when it comes down to it, it truly is. If it's important to you, you'll remember.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so much value in that, because it's not necessarily a choice. It can be a choice, but it's more of an attitude, right? An attitude of and you can adjust it to be open to that, but things can be important to you if you'll allow them to. And I think that's just powerful. Like, a lot of times our core memories are built around emotions, and they're tied to an emotion. And when you have a likeness and a relativity around someone or something about someone, you can definitely remember a lot more. And to be remembered and create likeness amongst people is a powerful, powerful principle. I love that. I want to dive into just this idea that, you know, the law of value is your true value or your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. Let me repeat that again. Your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. I have a few thoughts on this because number one, what this is summarizing or basically in suggesting is that you be a giver before you be a taker. And in order to receive whatever X amount, you need to give XYZ amount. And there's a reason why it's XYZ. It's because it's a, if you know mathematical equations, X, Y, and Z means X times Y times Z when you see them all together. And that means that they are not exponential, but they are multiplying of each other. And X, Y, and Z, in order to receive X, is absolutely necessary. So when we give value, we need to give a lot of value, okay? Because in order to be loved, trusted, to be valued yourself, you need to give as much as you can. Now, people often will argue this statement by saying, well, like, I'm not going to give away everything I know. I'm not giving away trade secrets and stuff like that. And it's not about giving away secrets. It's about educating and helping. Because a lot of people honestly cannot comprehend on the first time when you share them something that you're good at, passionate at, and a really great expert at. A lot of people say that an expert teacher or educator is the kind of person who can pass along information and the class can basically reverberate or repeat what they said. And that's the value of a teacher. But let me emphasize something. That's the value of a teacher. Not all of us are teachers and not all of us were meant to teach. Not all of us were meant to be the kind of people who explain what we do very well. Sometimes we're just the kind of people who do what we do very well, right? And it's okay to not be a good teacher at some point in your life. So without stressing you too much about being able to teach what you do so well that other people can repeat it back to you so well, focus on giving as much as you can, because a lot of times people need more. They need to inquire more. They need to research more. They need to dive deeper. And that's oftentimes leading to trust. And then that leads to working with you. And that leads to just so many other things. So if you want to actually measure the dividends of giving, they come back in dividends when you give in multiples. Now, that was a lot of jargon and a lot of stuff. If you're just listening to this, you're like, what the heck did John just say? Essentially, there's a rule of thumb, and I'll simplify it for you. A guy named Gary V wrote a book, and it was called Jab, 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 Left Hook. Now, I just want to do some simple math with you. How many jabs did I say? There were three. Okay. Jab, 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 left hook. The jabs represent giving value. They represent serving. They represent just providing information. The left hook represents an ask. And what that means is the more you give in multiples of three, the more you will receive. So you can ask for all kinds of opportunities. You can ask for things. But if you ask too much and your asking outweighs the number of value you give on a daily basis, you're probably not going to be very rich, because you have forgotten the main principle of value, and that is that your true worth is determined by how much you give rather than how much you take in payment. Now, your value is important, and it is important in a completely other discussion and side discussion about, you know, naming your value and receiving what you're worth and all of that. That's a totally different concept. So just drop that for now. We'll get to that later. But I think there is a measurement to how much you give. And a rule of thumb is give in multiples of three. Give three times more than you expect to receive on the return, because when you do finally ask, you'll be surprised at the outcome. That's a thought I wanted to share, Willie, about just the equation in value, because value is a mathematical term, behind the law of value and what you can give. Any thoughts there?
I love it. It reminds me of I think Dean Graziosi, this is his verbiage, and maybe you got it from somewhere else, but it's the battery givers, battery chargers and the battery drainers. Like who drains your cell phone battery? Who drains your battery and who charges it? Who gives it you more energy to go out? And I'm sure each of us have this. I know I have a few individuals that when we get, we're sitting at our desk and our phone starts buzzing. We look over and we see the person's name and we instantly in our heads don't want to answer the call because we know they're a battery drainer. I'm sure each of us have those individuals that would just see it because like you said, John, they just continually ask for things. Continually ask, continually not giving, simply not just calling you to say, hey, how are you doing? How's life? But just always, always wanting something out of you. So either you end the call or you like mentally prep yourself for a couple of seconds before answering the call because you know what's going to happen. Don't be that person. Don't be the person that when they see your name on the phone, the thing that instantly goes in their mind is, oh my goodness, it's that person again asking for something. Instead, like you said, John, just give. Just give. Continue to give. Continue to give value. And in that book, Jab, 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 I actually think it's right hook instead of left hook. Either or. Right. You use both, right? Give hooks on the side, but give more jabs. The I love that 3-to-1 rule. Give at least three more times than you ask for. For someone who's on social media a lot, it's hard for me as a coach, as I've started my coaching business recently, is to not give away the farm, to not give away everything that is in my head. It's so difficult because I want to give as much as I can to help them out, but I'm also on that scarcity side of if I give everything away, what is there left for them to do business with me? But one of my favorite individuals that I've been listening to recently, Alex Hormozy, he has a different take. It's always be giving value. Because the people and the customers and the clients who are going to be doing business with you, they want that trust factor in there. And how are they going to trust you? They want to make sure that when they do business with you and when they're with you, that you're going to give them value. How do they know that you're going to give them value? If you're already giving them value. So a different take I've taken on social media is to give away pretty much as I can. And here's the mindset I've recently applied, adding on with Alex, adding on with you and those other, and Gary, is I know that I'm going to grow and improve. I know I'm going to learn different skill sets, learn different activities and abilities that are going to expand my knowledge, perspective, and everything that I do. So if I'm at like this point with my hands just shoulder to shoulder, if I'm at this point and give everything like this away, then that means everything past it that I'm going to learn as I'm giving this away, I can then use that for my clients to give them a little bit more and a little bit more personalized and accountability and everything that goes with it. And so I had such a... I hate admitting this because it's just embarrassing. Over the last several months, I've had such a scarcity mindset of sharing things with other people because I didn't want to give away everything I knew so that there's nothing left. But now I've come to that realization that that's not the point. The point is to continue to give, continue to help, and you're going to get it back because you're not the person that you're going to be in 5 years. In between that 5-year gap, you are absolutely going to grow. You're absolutely going to change. So in that 5-year gap, you're going to learn new things and you can use those in your business and to add more value to other individuals. But for what you've already learned and what skills and values and morals and activities and people and connections and resources. Goodness, I can go on for everything. Everything that you have, you can start to share it with other people so that they can have the shortcut to where you're at. And once they can make that gap to where you're at, all you got to do is stay one step ahead of them. Which, since you've been in there that long and as you're mastering your own individual industry and skill, that's going to be pretty simple. And that's where you can get that money back, that business for what you're worth. So, John, what are your thoughts on – what thoughts do you have?
Honestly, I want to wrap it up, but I want to ask you, Willie, to put your hand out like this, and I want you to just release it. You just released the truth bomb. I love that. And I just want to just compliment you on how you eloquently shared that. And I agree wholeheartedly. And I think that's a fantastic summary of what we're doing and what we're talking about and how value equates to the application in our lives. I feel like that was a really great spot to lead into our next and following chapters and principles as we continue on this episode of the Go Giver and those principles. I think it'd be great to invite our audience to check us out, to learn more about us, and to send us an email if they have any questions or want to participate in any one of our discussions. You can send an email to info@mychampioncircle.com. And that will also help you to get in touch with any one of us. But Willie, thanks for sharing that. That was really cool. I can't wait for you to listen back to the recording to hear yourself in that. That was very, very powerful and definitely earned the truth bomb because there's so much value in the world and you are at the core of it. And that's something that I learned from this book right here. And I love sharing about it. It's called the Book of Secrets by Deepak Chopra. I have found so much value in what we're doing and what we're teaching. But any last and final words? I don't want to rush this off. I do have a hard stop here soon, so I want to make sure we get it all in. But any final thoughts?
Yeah, check Champion Circle out. I've loved doing this. I love how we're able to end that, and I love this book. As I'm learning more about it and. To be honest, I haven't gone through the whole thing, but just like reading the summary of it, it's been just been a very interesting topic, and I can't wait to do more. So just always continue to grow, always continue to move on because you're going to add value to people no matter what you do. Always ask that question first. Does this bring value to other people? And then you can ask if you're going to get money out of it, and doing it in that order is going to set you up for awesome possibilities in the years to come.
Amen. Love it. I couldn't agree more. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us on Champion Reads. The next episode, we will be reviewing more of the principles and laws found in the book, The Go-Giver, written by Bob Berg and John David Mann. And we encourage you to participate, to read along with us, and to dive into a lot of these and let us know how it's working for you, how if any of the things we teach are bringing value to your lives. With that being said, guys, we'll see you next time. William, thank you so much for your awesome words today and the wisdom we shared and the things we're learning. All of that being said, we'll see y'all at the next one.